Okay, today's daf is Sanhedrin, daf Samach Vav, Samachayim Abayz. We are up to 6 lines up from the bottom. Just scheduling notice, we know the next couple of days will be put up from the last cycle for Yantif, and Hashem, we will pick up in a couple of days. Okay, Tana Rabbanan says the Gemara Samachayim Abayz, after yesterday's major ending with creation of people, right, Rava Bara Gavra, and all the different halachos that are asked by the Achronim relating to that question. Can they count for a minion? What about Tumas Ohel? And the other fascinating questions. And then we got into the cow that Rabbi Chanina and Moshiach also were created every Friday afternoon, which again we didn't get to go into, but there is discussed being Nehena from Maisa Nisim, Dafka creating. Is it a kosher animal? Assuming it is a kosher animal, they ate it. Right? Does it have the halachas of a kosher animal? And the like. Obviously, Onik Shabbos was fulfilled with that. Could you bring that as a karban? Right? We're not talking about Simchas Yontav and Shlomim here, but at least Oneg Shabbos, one is allowed. Right? There's a Tosfos that assumes that Shabbos is only about Oneg, not about Simcha. Right? Macholkas Rishonim. There is the Eben Ezra seems to hold that Shabbos also has some simcha related to it, right? Eben Ezra wrote Ki Eshmer Shabbos, or other Rishonim. He wrote the other, or some of the other Zmiris, but in Ki Eshmer Shabbos, we say, Ki Yom Samachos Hu Usis Samchini, describing Shabbos. Yom Samachos Hu, right? So it seems to have some simcha there. Okay, either way, Baal Zemer seems to hold that way. Tana Rabbana, let's go 6 lines up from the bottom. So we're still talking about all of the different type of necromancers and bringing those up from the dead and all the different types of Ma'oni, Mechashef, Chover, Chover, Baal Ov, Yidoni, that whole world. So now we get a little bit into magic shows. Says the Gemara Tana Rabbanan, Ma'onein, Rabbi Shimon Omer, what is Ma'onein? Rabbi Shimon Omer ze hamavir shiva mine zachar al ha'ayin. Ma'onein, Rabbi Shimon says, if someone passes and takes 7 types of shechva zera of different brios, puts it on his eyes and just does some magic with that power that he says he has. That's ma'onein. V'chachamim omrim ze ha'ochez es ho'enayim. Someone who literally grabs the eyes, some type of sleight of hand, says Rashi. Ochez v'soger einei habrios. Someone who grabs and closes the eyes of the people. Umar Ablaham ki ilu oseh dvarim shalpela. And he shows them as if he's doing magic. Something wondrous. V'hu ein oseh klum. And really he's not doing anything. Right? That's included in Ochez es ho'enayim. Right, so this is the line in the Gemara which gives us the opportunity and the responsibility to talk about. So what about a magic show? Right? Isn't that achizas einayim? It sounds like it's exactly what Rashi is describing. Right? Somebody who does something, closes the eyes of the brios, and you see it's a davar shalpela. Right? So what exactly are we supposed to think about magic shows? The Tiferes Yisrael on the Mishnah towards the end of the parak writes, Shebekoach hakshafim v'hashvuos kochos hatuma mar elabrios kiilu osa maisa chadash. Afal pi shebemes lo asa klal ze patur. Aval ha'ochez einayim shelo v'kishuf mutar lachatchila. The only type of achizas einayim that is a problem for what our mission is talking about is where you use actual, what we might call black magic, some type of powers in order to make something look in a certain way. But if I'm not using any magic, I'm just doing sleight of hand. You know, I play a card trick, and you know, you don't know how I got this card to the top, but I didn't use any magic. It was just like putting it in a certain way and putting cards behind this one. That, says the Tiferes Yisrael, is not a problem at all. That is mutter lechatchila. As long as it is, I might add, as long as it is clear that is what it's doing. The Radvaz writes in the Tshuva, maybe there's still a Siddur Rabbanan of Geneva's Das, right, if they don't know. But the assumption is, if people know that it's a magic show, and people know that it is not real, right, then there is there's only surface, achizas einayim, so then that would be okay. The Chachmas Adam in general also is not so into it. Chachmas Adam, the Chayadam in his Sefer on Yerodea, in Simin Ayin, Simin Peites. Says the, after quoting this halacha of achizas einayim, says the Chachmas Adam, umizeh tireh, sheosan habadchanim, sheosin kidvarim elu al hachasunos. Right, the batchanim that do magic shows at the weddings, the nikra in teshin spieler, right, and they're called the one who does the spiel, overim belav daraisa, And those who command him to, you know, the ones who hire them, over mishum lefreiver. V'lachein misha biyado limchos sarech limchos. V'kol shekein sha'asr lehistakel v'larosam. Avalim hu goy shosa anal muter likros. Muter likros. See, he is very not into it, but the minag olam, if one has for the kids, for a birthday party, you know, as long as there's an announcement at the beginning, only Hashem does real magic. But, you know, this is all sleight of hand, that is just for entertainment purposes, etc. So then the minag, I think, is to be, one can be makel there, because that's not really achizas sinayim. And even if it looks like sabik, as long as one says in the front, and right before one starts, you know, it's all fake, and it's all just sleight of hand, literally. So then, that is, okay. Good. So that's the second shot of what Ma'onein is. So number one, the Shechva Zera one. Number two, Achiza Sinayim, Rabbi Akiva Omer. Zama Chashev, Itim Vishaos. Somebody who tries to figure out Itim Vishaos from the word Onein, from the word times. Ona is a time. So if somebody tries to figure out times, Itim Vishaos, Va'omer, and says, Hayom Yafalatzes, Lamachar Yafalikach. Right? Based on astrological factors, not based on logical factors. Someone says, you know, today's a good day to go out. Tomorrow is Friday the 13th, and therefore it's no good. Different things just about time without any specific reason, right? So that's what Ma'onein is. Limude arve shvi'iyos chitin yafos, right? I know that Erev Shvi'is, the wheat's going to be good. Ikure kitnios mihios ra'os. Or, right, somebody who rips up kitnios, the barley, and it does not cut them, then they're not going to be become wormy anymore. They're not going to rot. Right? All, but not based on experienced farming activities, but based on the stars, the chulu, that is what is not acceptable. And that's considered ma'onein according to this opinion. There is a practice quoted in early sources. We're not exactly sure about it, but the practice is quoted here. The Abu Draham writes in the Minhagim of Hoshana Rabbah. Hoshana Rabbah says the Abu Draham, right, one of the great Rishonim, 900 years ago. V'yesh anashim shenoagin gam b'lel rosh Hoshana Rabbah. Shekorchim atzman besadin. They wrap themselves in a sheet. V'yotzin l'makom shemagia or halavana. Uposhtin me'alehen hasadin. V'nisharim arumim. Uposhtin evaram v'esbosayim. They wear a sheet, they take off the sheet, they're standing there naked, and they stretch out their fingers and their toes and their limbs. Imatzat silo sham tovu. If they see their shadow, great. Vim yechzar tzel, rosho benafshehu. And if they don't see their shadow on the night of Hoshana Rabbah, right, not something that the Gabbaim should announce, but rosho benafshehu. Vim yechzar tzel, echad etzbos liyadav, and if they don't see one finger, right, simul echad mikrovav, yad yamin, it goes through this whole, and then v'chein pirish haramban bepasuk, sort silam e'alehem. Right, which Rashi quotes other pshatim on that pasuk in Bamidbar. This pasuk of this minag of Hoshana Rabbah. Why haven't we really heard of this? Because the Rama says not to do it. Right, the Rama in Siman Tafrei Samach Daled. There's one Siman in Shulchan Aruch about Hoshana Rabbah. But now we know a little bit where it comes from. The Rama says after quoting the other minhagim, Kasvu Harishonim Zal Sheyesh Siman B'tzel Halavana B'lel Hoshana Rabbah. The Rishonim say that there is some siman in the shadow on Hoshana Rabbah. Sheyikre lo, I guess it never rained on Hoshana Rabbah night. Sheyikre lo o lekrovav ba'oso Hashana. You can see what's going to happen to you or a relative. V'yesh b'shekasav de'en ladaktik bazeh. Kadesh lo lisra mazle. Gam ki rabim enam mivinim ha'inin alburyo. People don't really understand it or get it. V'yoser tov lios tamim v'lo lakar ha'asidos. Says Ramah, don't do it, right? It sounds like ma'onein. It sounds like looking for signs. It sounds like the groundhog, right? But it's not something that we should be involved in, even though the Abu Dhabi doesn't say to do it. He just says, yesh people that do it. He doesn't advise one to do it. He doesn't say it's a good idea. He just quotes the minhag. He doesn't say it's a violation of anything. Oh, actually, he does at the end. At the end, he says, okay, he also quotes at the end that it's not appropriate. Okay, anyway, Hoshana Rabbah. Says the Shulchan Aruch, continuing now. We'll get back to other Machashiv at the end of the sugya Bez Hashem. Let's continue though a little bit more now. Tana Rabbanan. Menachesh. What is Menachesh? We spoke about Ma'onein. Yesterday we spoke about Ov and Yidoni and Chover Chaver. So these are all the family of sins of, right, that the Torah mentions all together. Ov, Yidoni, Chover Chaver, that was the Lav, we said, and now we're discussing Ma'onein and Menachesh. Tana Rabbanan, Menachesh. Zeha Omer, Menachesh is not based on the astrological signs, but based on events that occur. Something happens, and oh, that's a bad omen. You can't go out. Right? Menachesh. Zeha Omer, Pito Naflumi Piv. Someone says, oh, the bread fell out of your mouth, not a good sign. Bad mazel. Maklo Naflumi Yado. His stick fell out of his hand. Bino kore lo me achorav. His son is calling him from behind. Orev kore lo. A raven is calling him. Tzvi hivsiko baderech. A deer walked in front of you on the road. Right? Bad sign. Right? That's the Gemara's black cat. Right? The tzvi hivsiko baderech. Nachash miyimino. Shu'ol bismolo. Mismolo. All of these different signs. Al titchal bi. What does that mean? When the gabai collecting the taxes come, and he wants to come to you first. Don't start with me. I'm not the first. Start with somebody else, right? It's a bad omen for me to give my money first. Al titchalbi. Shachrisu. Rosh Chodeshu. Motzi Shabbosu. Don't start with me at the beginning, right? It's a bad omen. It's the morning. It's the first of the month. It's the Motzi Shabbos, right? Whatever it is, there is, not a good idea. Don't start with me. So all of those are violations, because that's Nichush. What do you mean? It's a bad omen. Just pay. You have to do it. You want to pay third, right? That's not something that, we should focus on. If you look in the Smak, I think we mentioned the Smak, yesterday, 2 days ago, the Smak in Mitzvah Kuf Lamed Vav on the Isser of Ma'onein. Shlola Onein, Lo Sonenu, right? What is Zesh Omer Shah Plonis Yafalatzes? But then he says, a lot of times they start the different mesechtas. I don't know, so is that the problem? People have a minute to say Tehillim Yomi for the month, right? On Aleph Rosh Chodesh, Aleph of the month, you start saying it. So is that a problem? Starting something on the month, good omen? No. Because that has a reason. Zeu lahamtena bachurim haba'im michutz la'ir v'afla simin tov. No, that was because people come on the beginning of the month. Maybe it's the beginning of Zman. So you start on Rosh Chodesh. Kamo she'amru chachamim, like he quotes the Gemara in Chulin. Afal bi she'ein nachash yesh simin. And then he quotes Ma'onein about the Tosefta. But again, what is he alluding to here? If there's any logical reason to start something on a certain day, that's not a problem. Right, and that's the Gemara in Maseches Chulin, and that's what the Ran says. We usually quote it from a Ran in Chulin. But, so yesterday, it's also the Ran right here. But the Ran in Chulin says, right, the Gemara in Maseches Chulin, on Daf Sadi Hey, that's what was just quoted. The Gemara says, Kol nachash, she'eino ke'eliezer evet Avraham, u'kiyonasan ben Shaul, eino nachash. Any type of nichush, any type of figuring things out in the future, that is not she'eino. That is not unclear how to read this line, but the Gemara does mention something about Eliezer Eved Avraham, who, as we know, took his chances, took a risk, and said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, whoever's the next one to come and give the water to me and my camels, you know, that'll be the wife. That's a little bit like a nichush, right? Looking for a sign, whoever comes, or as the Gemara says, Yonasan ben Shaul. He went out to, I think it was to fight the Plishtim. He and his no say Caleb. If they come and they say, you wait there, we're coming. So then that's a bad sign. If they say, wait, you come here, you know, that's a good sign. So the Gemara says, puts those two together, and the Gemara says, if you're not nachesh, she'eino, kill Eliezer. So is that Gemara saying that they did the right thing or they didn't do the right thing? Not 100% clear. The Rambam seems to say, the Rambam and Ilchot Avodah Zarah, right? The Ran quotes the Rambam, the Ravid quotes the Rambam and, does a quote, comments on the Rambam and argues. The Rambam says, here in Perek Yud Aleph of Ilchot Avodah Zarah, Ein Menachshin Kagoyim. Right, don't do nichush. And he quotes all the examples of our Gemara. The bread falls down, and the makah, the stick, and the shuol, all of these, you hear a tzifsuf ha'ofos, oh, they're talking to me. Right, all of those is a problem. Shech the chicken on this day, v'chein ha'mesim la'atzmo simanim, im yera li kach v'kach e'ese dover ploni, v'im lo yera lo ese. If this happens, I'm doing A, if not, I'm not. Ke Eliezer Evan Avraham, if somebody does that, v'chol kayotzi b'dver ma'elu, Hakol Aser. It's all usher to act like that. So does he say that Eliezer of Avram did something wrong? You might read the Rambam that way. Says the Ravid, Amar Avram says shibush gadol, shari davar ze mutter or mutter hu. The Gemara doesn't say that what they did is usher. It's mutter. You have to know how to read the Gemara. Maybe v'ulai hit ehu halashon shera, the lashon in chulin there, that it could be read this way. But v'hu savar shalinyin iser ne'emar v'lohi elahachi kamar eino roi l'smoch alav v'eich teishev v'echashav al hatzadikim kemosam aveirazu v'ihavi inu mafki pulse denura la'ape. If they were here, there would be fire coming out of their nostrils onto the Rambam, says the Ravid, right, in Hilchot Avodah Zarah. But either way, how do you read that Gemara? So the Ran, both over there and over here, says that the Gemara is saying that it's nichush unless you are like them. What's like them? It's logical. There's a reason for it. If there's a reason for it and it makes sense, if it rains tomorrow, I'm going to take a trip. And if it doesn't rain tomorrow, I'm not going to take a trip. But that's nichush. No, that's logical. That's saying that, right, if it's this, I'm gonna go shopping. And if I don't, that's logical. If I finish my project, then I'm gonna go out. And if I don't, then I'm not gonna go out. Says the Ran. Shahanacha sha'asra Torah hu ha'toles dvara b'simin she'ein hasvara nosenes she'yehebo hem gorim to'elos l'davar. Logic does not dictate that this should have any good reason, for it, to'elos or nezek. Aval halokeach halokeach simanin bedavar shasvar nosenes no das shein morin to'elos adavar ein zenachash shekol iski holom kach. That's how life is. Shari ha'omer im yardu gshamim lo esi laderach im lav esi laderach. So what about the other two? Eliezer Eved Avraham, Yonasem and Shaul, Kayotzi Mizeh. They were told logical things. Eliezer Yodea Hayesh Lohem is Davgin Ishal Yisrak Avinu Ela Hogenislo. And she took a future sign based on Chesed. Right? If the girl's gonna give the camels and me. That's a Talmud Avar. V'chein Yonasan. If they say, you stay there, we're coming. So that shows that they're confident and they're strong. But if they say, who is that? Come here. We're not moving. That shows a lack of confidence and therefore they would be able to attack. Bet badach Yonasan bigvuraso shu v'huvenose kelev yivku bahem shkemin hanago shalolam shoshayim oshlosha v'yirelei b'yanisu harbe min ha'mefachadim. Right, that's the Ran over there in Hulin, and it is, as I said, the Ran, Chalishi Ran here, also says the same idea. Right, if it doesn't make sense. But if it makes sense, then it's not a problem. What about this? The Ran here, though, adds a line that he does not say there. And this is something that people do. Horoscopes. Right? Not a good idea, says the Ran. Ki yavik sas el hasaras hashkacha v'siluka b'chira. Right? You basically think, oh, it's going to be a bad day today. Okay, forget it. That's it. I'm done. Right? What are you talking about? B'chira chavshis. V'lamdu davar zebi pasuk tamim tiyem Hashem al-kecha. That's the Ramban on that pasuk. See if we have time. V'im kein l'fi kol zeh kol davar sheyeda sheyihi ara l'fi chachmas ha-mishpat efshar lishamri mimenu v'lazeh noagin ha-hamon. Many people have the minhag, says the, and he quotes this, the Shulchan Aruch discusses this also, she'ein maschilin bebezdin, ki mazal halavana kal b'yam ha'heim, ve'ein haschala matzlechas b'yam ha'heim, v'gam ha'shenishmarim b'nei adam ilisa isha b'levana chaseira. Getting married in the second half of the month, while the moon is getting smaller. Eina mishum chishav itim v'shoes. Is that a problem? That's not chishav itim. They shouldn't think that's nichush. No, people think that it's getting bigger and like it's a good mazel, whatever that means, in mazel Yisrael. But that's a different type of time. Remember, when I got married, I got married on the Erev Rosh Chodesh or Rosh Chodesh, first day of Rosh Chodesh. It's 2 days of Rosh Chodesh. So I remember there was one Rav that got the invitation. He called up in a frenzy. He had the words, oh, it's in the Molid. It's getting smaller. How can you have this wedding? And then we looked at the calendar and it was Baruch Hashem. It was after the Molid. It was after the Molid, even though it wasn't just the Aleph of the Rosh Chodesh of the following month. Ah, okay. So after the Molid. Baruch Hashem. We already had the plans, so it wasn't, nothing was going to change. But Baruch Hashem. Anyway. So that is the, a little bit about Nichush. Okay, we didn't read the last line. Tanur Abanan, back to the Gemara. Lo sanachashu velo sa'onenu, kigon elu, hamanachashim, becholda, beofosu, bedagim. Somebody who, has their behavior affected by the actions of weasels, birds, or fish, or any other type of illogical or not connected to reality actions, you know, that would be a problem. Somebody whose actions are guided by this. Okay, and this gets into superstition. You know, the balance of that, again, not for now anymore, of that with ayin hara. You know, there are some things that people act based on certain ayin haras. So how does that fit in? That's not based on an event that occurs. That's maybe based on something that I say something. So there is a concept of ayin hara for sure. The Gemara mentions it. But you have to know exactly how to understand that as well. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara. We didn't read the Ramban, but you should know the Ramban on Tam Tiyam Hashem Elokecha, right? I think we read that recently. The Ramban says it's not our job to figure out what the future is going to be. It's our job just to do Torah and Mitzvos and trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Vayter says the Mishnah, HaMachalel Es HaShabbos. So what are we up to? We'll keep going back. The Mishnah back on Daf Nun Gimel listed off all the Niskalin. We're getting towards the end. So we did almost the whole Mishnah. Now we're up to Mechalel Shabbos. That's the one in the middle. Then we're going to get, we have about four more until we get to Bitzor Moreb, right, which is the next parak. Says the Gemara, says the Mishnah. HaMechalel Shabbos v'davar shachayav and alzdono kares v'ashik gasol chatas. What's the Chol Shabbos of Skila? Something that without Edim you'd be chayav kares, b'shogeg you'd be chayav chatas. Says the Gemara, Michlal, di'ika midi v'chol Shabbos havei v'ein chayavin lo ashik gasol chatas v'lo alzdono kares. What is the Mishnah limiting and emphasizing? The Chilul Shabbos discussed in our Mishnah is with Kares and Chatas. Is there Chilul Shabbos without Kares and Chatas? Is there an example of something that's Asur D'Oraisa that's not Chatas and Kares? Says the Gemara, yes. Mahi, Tchumin V'Aliba D'Rabbi Akiva. Yes. Tchum Shabbos, according to Rabbi Akiva. Number one, Havara V'Aliba D'Rabbi Yossi. And Havara, the lighting of fire, Aliba D'Rabbi Yossi. Right, those two, as we know, as we've discussed earlier in the Masech, let's just do the second one first, because that's come up also recently. We know the Torah goes out of its way, Lo Savaru Eish B'chol Mosh Oseichem. Why does the Torah have to dafka mention Lo Savaru, even though it already says Lo Sasa Kol Malacha, Machlokes Tanoim. Rabbi Nosson and Rabbi Yossi holds, Havara is Lo Lav Yatzas, meaning it's Asa Da'araisa, but it is only an Isser Lav to light a fire on Shabbos. It's terrible. So this is Da'araisa, but there's no Skila and Kares and Chatas, because it went out, it was Yotzei to be Malamed, that it is more limited in its scope. Why would that be? You mentioned, I think, hashkafically a couple of weeks ago, the idea that fire was the only item that we know that was created on Motzei Shabbos. Right, the Medrash tells us that that's why we have Havdalah, right? Either Adam Harishon created fire, he rubbed two stones together, the first Boy Scout, or Hashem showed him fire, two different Midrashim. There's a Gemara and there's a Pirkei Derb Elazar, different sources, different versions. But either way, fire was Motzei Shabbos. So how can you say that? We rest on Shabbos from when Hashem rested the whole Maaseh Bereishis. But there wasn't fire yet. Wasn't fire on in Maaseh Bereishis. It was only afterwards. So maybe that's why it is different. I just saw last night Rav Nevenzahl in one of his Svarim on Rosh Hashanah writes, I forgot exactly the connection, but he writes why the uniqueness of needing that. Right? Why did a certain Bria have to wait till Motzei Shabbos? Why couldn't Hashem finish the job? Why couldn't he have fire, you know, beforehand? Right, create fire sometime on Friday. What, dafka, in order to make Adam feel better because he was depressed after Shabbos? Something deeper. Says Rav Nevenzahl, because if everything was finished on Friday, including fire, which was the only one that was left, so then maybe Shabbos would lose its significance. What's so special about Shabbos? Everything was done. There's nothing left to do. Okay, but Mela Hashem rested. What's a dafka Hashem? Dafka rested. Right, he chose to rest. No, everything was done already. Aha, if there was something not finished yet, and yet Hashem rested now because it's Shabbos, that shows the uniqueness. No, dafka, it's a Yom Menucha. Hashem will finish it afterwards. Hashem ki'ilu was finished, kaviyacho, but he dafka left something to be megale that Shabbos is unique. Shabbos is unique. Lo savar eish b'chol mosh moseichem, but that's havar l'lav yatzos. And the other suggestion is tchumen according to Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva holds that tchumen is da'araisa, machlokes tanoim, and therefore, that's the other one. If somebody violates, goes outside the Tchum on Shabbos, also that is not an Isser Kari, Skila, and Chatas. The Rishonim prove from here The Ran mentions right here, Major Machlokas Rishonim. The whole Machlokas between Rabbi Akiva and the Rabbanan is whether Alpayim Amma is Daraisa or not. Walking 2,000 Amos outside the city. But there are Rishonim that say, even if 2,000 Amos is Darabanan, but walking three Parsaos outside, much further, that's for sure Daraisa. There are Rishonim that say that. The whole Machlokas, Rabbi Akiva, the Rabbanan is only about Alpayim Amma. But three Parsaos is for sure Daraisa. Rishonim say that this Gemara seems to be against that. Because if it was true that there was a Daraisa for the Rabbanan also, why limit our Mishnah to Rabbi Akiva? Right? Why Dafka say, oh, it's Rabbi Akiva by Tchumen? Say it's everybody. And it's talking about Shalosh Parsaos. The fact that the Gemara doesn't suggest that says the Ran and others, Mashba, that there is nothing that's Daraisa according to the Chachamim. Mehacha Sham Inan, She'ein Tchumen Minatora L'Divre Chachamim Klau. V'afilu Tchumen Shal Shalosh Parsaos. Even the far one. V'afal Pisha V'Yerushalmi Amru. Shetchum Shalosh Parsaos Hu Midaraisa. V'chein Das HaRifzal. And even though that's what the Rif says, and even though that's what the Rambam says, right, and others, even though that's true, says the Ran, Mikol Makom L'Mashba Hachi B'Gemara Dilan. Sounds like it's a machlokas between the Bavli and the Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi says Shalosh Parsaos is Daraisa. The Bavli here, by omission, seems to say that nothing's Daraisa. D'yem Kein, Lama Lehu L'Ukma Liba D'Yechida, Lukma B'Tchumin Shal Shalosh Parsaos, Kedivri Yaakov, V'Hu Adin. And there's one more, by the way, says the Ran, that maybe some people are thinking, familiar with the end of Masechah Shabbos. There's one more that could have been mentioned. Another world of Daraisa, that is not Skila, Kares, and Chatas. V'adin da'avile l'meimar dika mechamer. Aliba demanda amra deleka elolav. Right, mechamer, working an animal, using an animal to be my shliach. We'll discuss there what exactly is mechamer, different days of the Rishonim. But there is a day at the end of Masechah Shabbos about working my animal in a certain way is also Daraisa, but that's also not going to be Skila, Kares, and Chatas. Those are the three that are always brought up when we talk about Shabbos, but not the full Malacha of Shabbos. Those three, mechamer, and Tchumen, and Havar. Good. One other point to mention here, and that is a Rashi. Crucial Rashi on the Mishnah. This is a Shas Rashi. Rashi says here, Shechayavan al-Zona Koris al-Shigos al-Chatas. What does Rashi say? Kigon davar sheyeshbo maisa. Umaleches machsheves velo hamisasek. What does that mean? Rashi says, what do you chayav for in the definition of Shabbos? It has to have a maisa, davar sheyeshbo maisa. What's Rashi saying? Is Rashi trying to tell us that, you know, there's no chayav misa without a maisa? We mentioned a couple of days ago from the Aruch Laner, that's not true. A lav she'ein bo ma'isa you don't get malchus for, but lav she'ein bo ma'isa you could get misa for, right? Magadef, right? Magadef gets misa, even though there's no ma'isa, right? So what's the pshat of Rashi, right? Says Rav Shechter in Eretz Hatzvi on page Nun Dalit, Rashi says something specifically not in terms of a chi of misa, but in terms of chi of misa for Shabbos. This is Rashi again. Other Rishonim might hold it also. You cannot violate an Issa d'Araisa on Shabbos without a physical act, without a Maisa. That's the Chiddush. That is Malechas Machshaves. Umashakas of Rashi, the Be'inan Lechil Shabbos, Sheyide Maisa, Minahech Rechzarach Lomar, Shehudin Miyuchad B'Malechas Shabbos, Deleka Isser Malacha, B'Sheyv Altase. There's always a Malacha d'Araisa. You can violate a Gzera D'Rabbanan of Shabbos, B'Sheyv Altase. That's the Gzera of Shehia. Right, how we're supposed to leave our food on the hot plate, on the blech, before Shabbos. If I do it in the wrong way, I violate the Issa D'Rabbanan Gzeira Shem Yechate of Shehia. So you can violate an Issa D'Rabbanan Gzeira without a Maisa. But a Maisa Aveira D'Araisa of Shabbos, that's only with a Maisa. And that's how he quotes Rav Soloveitchik answered the Kasha of the Nemuki Yosef. The Nemuki Yosef, probably top one maybe, top three for sure. Famous comments of the Nemuki Yosef in Baba Kama, right? Yes, according to the Manta Amar of Eishom Mishum Chitzav, if you say fire is like your arrows, and when I light a fire, it's like my arrows are going out, so how could we light Shabbos candles on Erev Shabbos? Right, because I light the Shabbos candle before Shabbos, but while it gets Shabbos, so it's still burning. If it's still burning, so then isn't that like my arrows on Shabbos? So how can I light Shabbos candles? Right, it's like I'm lighting a fire on Shabbos. So the Ran says, no, even according to Eishem Mishum Chitzav, it means that the act is attributed to me. It's not like I'm doing it right now, but it's that it's attributed to me going back to the original moment. But that's it. It's not like I'm physically doing it right now. That's the Ran. And many other answers as well. But Rav Soloveitchik said, well, no, you can't violate Shabbos without a Maisa physical act. Like Rashi says here. Rashi is Sanhedrin Samach Vav. Right? You can't, afilu neima delokan emugi Yosef. Elachashav chitzav mikan al haba. Kilu osa havar b'Shabbos. Mikol makom hari malachto nasis b'sheva altase. Veleka iser malacha b'sheva altase. You can't violate a malacha. But again, in the Sidra Banan, you can violate. That's Shehiya. That's Rabbi Kiv Eger has a suffix about a chalos kinyan on Shabbos. If you do the Maisa kinyan before Shabbos and the chalos kinyan on Shabbos. Right? Why might that be usher? Because, again, it is, iser b'shev al tasa. Okay. It's a lot there, but that's, a crucial point and pick up on the Rashi. Vaiter. Says the Gemara, Makala v'v'imo, next Aveiro listed in the Mishnah. Somebody curses their parents. Eino chayiv ashikalim b'shem. They're only chayiv on, they use shem Hashem. They use shem Hashem, to curse their parents. Rashi, shikalal b'shemos ha'gemurim. With a shame, with a full name. Kilam kinui. If one curses their parents with a kinui, Rashi says, Shakai tzvakos chanun rachum. Those four might even be different. The first two and the second two are different. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Yisod HaTorah, but they're not for now. But some type of kinui, Rashi puts them together. Rav Meir b'chayev achamim potur. The Rav Meir says, you're chayev even with a kinui. And the Chachamim say, putter. The Rambam says, you're putter from kares. You still get the regular aveira of cursing a fellow Jew. Right, it's not a good idea, but it's just you're not chayef karis. Man chachamim, who are the chachamim that say that you're pater if you only use a kinui? Rabbi Nachem, Rabbi Yosi, the Tanya, Rabbi Nachem, Rabbi Yosi, Omer, Benakvo, shame, you must. Ma tamalomar, shame. Why does it say Benakvo, shame, you must? Right, you don't need that. You know already from other psukim that you have to say the name by Megadev. So, limin amakala aveviimo, shenu chayva shakalim b'shame. So, you learn it for makala aveviimo. Good. Tan Rabbanan ish. Ma tamalomar ish ish larabos bas tumtum androgynous. Right? What is the extra ish? To include all of these children. They're also chaya for cursing their parents. Asher yikalelos aviv esimo. What does that teach me? Ainli ela aviv viimo. I would have thought only if I curse both parents. That's where the iser daraisa is. Aviv shalo imo, imo shalo aviv minayin. How do I know cursing only one of the parents? Tamalomar, aviv viimo kilel damav bo, aviv kilel, imo kilel. Divrei Rabbi Yoshia. Rabbi Yoshia understands. The beginning of the pasuk is teaching me both. How do you know one or the other? Because later on, the pasuk puts the other parent close to the word kilel in the pasuk. So each parent is next to Ashi Kalel as Aviv, the other father is next to the word, and then Imo Kilel, right, that's next to mother. So therefore you know both of them separately, one is Chayef for. Rabbi Yonasan Omer? No. The first part of the pasuk does not teach me both. I wouldn't have thought that. I would know automatically that even just one of the parents, even by saying both, the beginning of the pasuk. Unless the Torah says yachtav, so then I wouldn't have thought both, right? You know that from Lo Sacharosh B'Shor V'Chamor, Yachtav. Why does it say Yachtav there? Because that's together, right? Without that word Yachtav, I would have thought each one separately. So I don't need the end of that pasuk to teach me that it's each one separately. So we'll get to what that teaches me. Mos Yumas B'Skila. That I learned skila. Atomar b'skilo, enu ela ba'achas, b'kol amir so amuris b'torah. Is it skila or some other misa? No markan, dum of bo, v'nemar lahalam, demayam bum, ma lahalam b'skila, af kan b'skila. So, said the Gzeira Shava, as we had earlier, right, many of the chiyuve skila are not mentioned b'feirish. Some of them are, and the other ones we learned from, demayam bum. Good. Last skinny line. Onesh shamanu asara minayin. That's how you know the onesh. How do you know the asara? As we know, ein onshin ela imkein masirin tamalomar Elohim lo sekalel. So what is that referring to? That's a very unclear pasuk. Vegomer imaya aviv dayan harihu b'chalohim lo sekalel. Okay, so if your father's a judge, that's included in Elohim. The judges do not curse. Vimhaya aviv nasi. And if your father's a nasi of a community leader, let's call it harihu b'chal v'nasi ba'am chalot ta'ar. How do I know if my father's neither? Doesn't say Elohim, doesn't say Dayan. Amart, says the Gemara. Hariata, done. Binyana, Mishnayim. Put him together. The Torah says you can't curse a judge, you can't curse a community leader. So they're not the same thing. Put him together. A binyanav. A binyanav is the weakest form of a connection learning out with the Yud Gimel Midos. It's a little tenuous connection. Compare them, and we'll see. Any little knockout, you can get rid of a binyanav. Each one is a little different. Lo rai nasi karai dayan, lo rai na dayan karai nasi. Lo rai dayan karai nasi. A dayan, the nature of a dayan is not like the nature of a nasi. Shaharei dayan ata mitzuva al hora aso. A dayan, there's a specific mitzvah to listen to the tzivui of a dayan, to listen to the psak of a dayan. And there's something called zakin mamrin, something called those sasur, something called the listening to the rabbanan. And therefore, that's not like karai nasi. She had to mitzubal harasa. There's no specific tzivui on listening to the psak of a nasi. V'lo rai nasi, karai dayan. And the opposite. Shaha nasi ata mitzubal hamra aso. A community leader, for example, a king, right, your mitzvah not to be mamre, right? The morid b'malchus. Rashi quotes the psukim from Sefer Yehoshua. Kiroi dayan, she had the mitzvah al-hamra aso. There's no isra morid b'rabanan. So what's the, so they see they're different. But atzara shava shabahem, shehin ba'amcha, what's the common denominator? They are part of your nation, and if they act like your nation, in Torah and mitzvos, v'atamuzar akil lasan. Afani avi avicha sheba amcha v'atamuzar akil laso. So, you put it together, and therefore you include father. Says the Gemara, maybe not. Maybe the two of them are unique. Ma la atzara shava shabahen, shekein gidu lasan garma lahen. They each have something unique that holds them above the rest of society. Right? This one, you're not allowed to be moreid. This one, you're not allowed to not listen to in terms of psak. So maybe a regular person, you know, it's not included. Tamalomar, no, there's a third pasuk. Lo sekalel cheresh. Do not curse a cheresh, someone who is, doesn't mean deaf, doesn't mean, deaf and mute, but either way, it means someone who is very, very possible that they are going to be taken advantage of. So you're taking advantage, it's the pasuk is talking about people who are the low level of society. So what do you have? You have the higher levels of society, the Nasi and the Elohim and the judges, and you have the Umlalin. So each, so you see, it's not referring to people who are just high up, they're gedula. Says the Gemara, maybe just the opposite. So maybe the opposite. A cheresh, you know why there's an issue to curse him? Because he is so, subject, people taking advantage, so maybe that's why. Right, look at Rashi. Rashi has an interesting line. Charshuso garmalo, first wide line. Mitoch shehu shafel, he's here alav hakasef. Because he is so low, so he's more susceptible, so to speak. Shalot tevazehu, velo tetzareyu, don't disgrace him or pain him. Mipnei, sheno saint saraso alibo. His pain really affects his heart. Umetzar shefluso. Right, he's more in pain. And therefore, maybe that's why. Says the Gemara, Nasi v'dayin yochicha, back to the Gemara. But the Nasi and the Dayan don't have that reason. Mala Nasi v'dayin shekein gdu asa garma lahem, cheresh yochiach. So each one is on the opposite spectrum of society. But they're different. So the Gemara says, v'chazar adin, lo roi zeh karoi zeh, lo roi zeh karoi zeh. Each one is not like the other one. Hatzad ha-shava shebehen, shein ba'amcha, v'yata muzer akil olasan. Afani avie avicha, shebaamcha ha-da muzer akil olasan. You put all these three psukim together, that's how you know that even cursing one's own father, stam, is asr. That's the, again, we're trying to figure out the azhara. We already know the onesh. This is all about what is the azhara, so this is what's included. Says the Gemara, still trying, no good. They're each unique in that they're not the average person of society. They're either very high up or very low down. So maybe that's what makes them unique. But an average person is not included. So Elog says the Gemara, final answer, Imke Nichtov Kra, O Elohim V'cheresh, O Nasi V'cheresh. Pick one on top, one on the bottom. Elohim Lamali, what do you have two on top? What do you have Elohim and Nasi? Imeino Inyan Lagufo, Taneo Inyan La'aviv. So, you learn it from the extra word. Good. Says the Gemara, continuing. Hani Chlamanda Amar Elohim Chol. If you say the word Elohim in the Pasuk is referring to judges, Elohim Lo Sakalel, then fine, then I understand. You have an extra pasuk. Why do you say Elohim and Nasi? To teach me, Father. Elo Lamanda Amar Kodesh. But if you say it's really Elohim, not Elohim, you say it's referring to Hashem, and this is the source for Megadef, Ma'ik Elamemar, then you're back to the question. Titania, where do you see the Machlokes? As follows. Says the Maseches Sofrim, Elohim Chol, Div Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Kiva Omer Elohim Kodesh, Vitanya, Rabbi Eliezer Ben Yaakov Omer, Azhar Lamavarech Hashem Minayin, how do we know the source for being Megadef? Tamalomar, Elohim Lo Sekalel. Question mark. So we're back to the question, where is the Azhara in the Torah for cursing one's father, right? If you say Elohim is judges, then it's extra. What do you say, both Elohim and Nasi? But if not, so you just have one pasuk and you don't have a source. Says the Gemara, Leman da Amar Elohim Chol, Gomar Kodesh Lachol. 1 minute. If you say Elohim is Chol, then where is the source in the Torah for Megadif? This is also the source. It's just learned that from a limud. Right? If you say Chol, then this pasuk is teaching me you can't curse the judges, and we learn from there you can't curse Hashem. There's no other separate source for Megadif. Right? That is, the Sefer Chinuch discusses that as a separate Isser. I think, I don't remember, but this is, could be one of the only mitzvos of the 613 that do not have a pasuk explicitly. Right? You learn, according to the Mandamar Chol, the Chinuch says it's the only, the Chinuch discusses the mitzvah, doesn't start off with what the source is, what the pasuk is, because it's learned that from the limud. Right here. See, if you say it's Chol, you'll learn how Kodesh. See, you know what? You could do the opposite too. Laman da Amar Elohim Kodesh, Elohim Kodesh, Gamrin and Chol mi Kodesh. So either way, you can learn one from the other, and therefore it's not a problem. Bish Laman da Amar Elohim Chol, Gamar Kodesh mi Chol. I understand how you could do that. Laman da Amar Elohim Kodesh, Gamar Chol mi Kodesh, Dilma Kodesh Azir Achol lo Azir. If you're getting more stringent, I understand. Meaning you can't curse judges, and you for sure can't curse Hashem. But if it says in the Torah you can't curse Hashem, then you'll learn from their judges? Why does that work? So Gemara says, Im kein lichtov kra lo takel. My lo tikalel shmamina tarti. So the extra lamed is what does it, and that's how you learn the isser of cursing a parent. So a couple of sources, lamaskana. Either it says, it's the extra word Elohim, or it is learned out from Hedyot, or it's the extra Lamed, one of those three. Next on the Issa. So what do we have left? We have Nara Marasa, and that's today, and then we have Mediach and Mechashef, that's on tomorrow's Daf, Samach Zayin, and then you have Betzara Mora, which is the beginning of the next parak. Again, we'll pick up in a couple of days with the new Shirim, we'll be putting up from the last cycle over the next couple of days of Yatif. Says the Mishnah, Haba al Nara HaMarasa. Somebody, Rahman al-Islan, we should say Rahman al-Islan this whole parak. That's the title of the parak, Rahman al-Islan, but all of these are theirs. Habal Nara Marasa, Eino Chayiv Achitahe, Nara Marasa, the Isser Skila of a Nara Hamarasa is only if she is Achitahe Nara, she is a Nara, 12 to 12 and a half, Bisula, she has never had Bia yet, Mi'orasa, she had the first stage of marriage. Again, Erison shouldn't be translated as engagement. It's marriage. You need to get after Erison, right? It used to be done 12 months earlier. Or so she's after Erison. Vehiba be saviha. And she is still in her father's house. We'll see each of these phrases exclude something. We'll see the Gemara is going to explain it. Ba'u aleha shnayim. If two people have bia with a na'ara hame'orasa, harishon b'skila v'asheni b'chenek. The first gets skila, the second gets chenek. What is that referring to? Rashi says they both had Bia Shalokadarka with her, so she's still a Besula. So says the Mishnah then, what's the Chiddush? The first one, the Chiddush is, even a Bia Shalokadarka is going to be Chayiv, but, and then she's going to Chayiv Skila, but the Chiddush is that the second one's going to get Chenek, even though she's still a Besula physically. The Psulim are still there, but because it was Shalokadarka, the first time she's still called a Be'ula regarding this halacha. And that is like the Shita of Rebbe, who's going to hold that way in the Gemara. The Rambam here just says it's a regular case of two people, Kedarka, right? Which the Achronim one, the Yad Ramah discusses. And what's the Chiddush, right? She's not a Psula anymore after the first time, right? So what would be the Chiddush? Maybe that's why Rashi says what he says. Okay, Tan Rabbanan, says the Gemara, Na'ara, what does each word in the Mishnah exclude? Na'ara, v'lo bogeres. Right, a bogeres, over 12 and a half, these halachas do not apply. Bisula, v'lo be'ula. Mi'orasa, v'lo nesua. Be'beis aviha, prat, l'shamasar ha'av, l'shluchei abal. Beis aviha means, if the shluchim already gave her over, right, so then she's not in the father's house, not in the husband's house yet, but she's not in the father's house yet, right, then the halacha of skila does not apply. Also, morasa v'lo nesua, I didn't specify, means even if she's nichlus al-chob v'lo nivala, that's also already excluded. She's already in a nesua, right, if she's a be'ula, you can learn that from the previous limud. So it's talking about, even if she is a psula, she's still excluded. Amar view the marav zu div Rabbi Meir. Our Mishnah reflects the sheet of Rabbi Meir, that only na'ara. Avo chachamim omrim, na'ara hamorasa afilu ktana b'mashma. The only exclusion is bogeris. But na'ara or ktana is excluded in skila. Right, the machlokas of Meir and the chachamim is by Knas, right in the beginning of Eilon Aharis, Ksubas Chavtes, but we don't have to get into back to that now. The Machlokas is here too, whether Ktana is included. Omele Ravacha Midifti the Ravina, Mimai Demasti Son Rabbi Meir, Hivel Mutik Ktana Nami. Our Mishnah just says Nara. How do you know that means to exclude also Ktana, and it's like Rabbi Meir's opinion, Tilma Rabbanani, Vilamuti Bogeres Pesulo. Maybe our Mishnah says Nara only to exclude Bogeres. Buktana would be included, and our Mishnah could be even like the Shita of the Rabbanan. But we always like to say that better. Answer no. Omar Lei. Hai Eino Chayiv Ad Shetei Nara B'sula Morasa. Because it sounds like in their Mishnah, she's only Chayiv only until, it sounds like from that Lashon that Ktana is excluded. If you thought what you said, Eino Chayiv Ela Al Nara B'sula Morasa Mivayle. Should have said a different Lashon, not Ad. B'sula Midi, and therefore don't ask me any more kashas. That's why the Gemara understands it as Rabbi Meir and not the Rabbanan. Period. Boimene Rabbi Yaakov bar Abba Adame Rav Ba Alaktana Ma'orasa L'Rabbi Meir Mahu. So Rabbi Meir excludes Ketana. But how far does he go? L'gamrei Mamit Lei or Miskila Mamit Lei. Right? Do we say there's no Chi of Misa at all, or the exclusion is from Skila, but she's Chayiv Chenek? Right, by a Ktana Mi'orasa. What is it, Meir Shita? So Amar Lei, Mistavra Miskila Mamayla, Pashtu is only from Skila. Right, there's still a Chiyah Misa, but just excluded from Skila. Pachseva Mesu Gam Shneyam Achiyu Shneyam Shavim. But doesn't the Pasek in Kisei say, they both shall die? Doesn't that mean they both should equally die until they're Shneyam Shavim? And if one's a Ktana, it should be excluded. Shasik Rav did not have an answer to that question. Right, that Shneim Shavin. Amar Shmuel, my time is Shasik Rav. Why was he quiet? V'neim Alei, I have another way of understanding Umesu Gam Shneim. There's another pasuk that says Umesu Esha Shachavim Alavado. Right, one pasuk says they're both compared. One pasuk says no, the man in the case of Ones. So only the man. So Rav could have said there are cases that are different. What do you mean? This is case of Ones. Explains Rashi. It's an extra pasuk. Rashi in the Limudim, right, by the medium lines in Rashi. We know that already. That obviously if the man is ma'anis a woman, the woman is not gonna be chayev es misa. So this pasuk must be talking about a different case where he's only chayev, ktana, and that would be the case where he's chayev and not her. There is a discussion in the Rambam, again, not for now, but the Rambam discusses by pitui ktana. Remember the Rambam, he says it a few times. Pitui ktana onesu, the Gemara says. Pitui ktana is called an ones, even though the ktana is willing. But she's not going to get misa because she's an ones. But the Rambam says that still creates an isra labayla. That's the sheet of the Rambam. Even though it's called ones, there's still an isra labayla. And that fits into the maharik, that there's a maisa merit against the husband. That is the mechayiv of the isra labayla. It's an important sheet of the Rambam. Good. Just a little bit more. Kitanoi. Really, this is a machlokas tanam. How to understand these psukim? Umesu gam shneim, achi yushneim shavim divi Rabbi Yoshia, Rabbi Yonah sanomer, umesu isha shachavim alavado. So maybe it could be understood as in two different ways. The idach. What does each one do with the? What does each one do with the other ones? Pasik v'idach hahi umesu gam shneim my darish bay. The one that holds that you are not chayav for the ktana. What does he do umesu gam shneim? Amar Rav lemute ma'ase chidudim to be mechadesh to exclude ma'ase chidudim where there is no ma'ase bia but it's just a ma'isa that gives off hana'a where the man is mahana himself next to the woman but the woman does not get hana'a. Maybe that is the what is excluded. Even though he gets hana'a there, that's not going to be that's the case where. You're only chayev for a case where both would get hana. If only one of them is getting hana, so then one wouldn't be chayev. Rashi notes that even though Bishlo Kedark is chayev, that's also one hana, one not hana. But that's learned that from a separate limud. The idach ma'aseh chidudim lav klumi. The other one says you don't need a pasuk for that. Ma'aseh chidudim is out of ma'aseh bia, right? And therefore, just rubbing against one's body, so that wouldn't be a ma'aseh, wouldn't need an exclusion. V'idach hai lavado my darish bay. And what does the other opinion do with lavado? Kati darshin shkam shneihem. Kidetanya, bo ala asar b'nei adam adayin hi psula kulam b'skila. The Tanakama holds. If they're all b'ishlo kedarka, that's, she's still called a psula. and therefore they all get skila. Rebbe Omer, as Rashi quoted on the Mishnah, Harishon beskila v'kulan bechenek. No, she's still considered a beula in that case, and therefore only the first one would get skila, the rest would get chenek, and that's what you learn from Levado, because only the first one would get skila. Okay, we'll have to stop here. By Tanur Rabbanan, again, Ma'aseh Chidudim relates to the sugyas of the Machlokas Rambam and the Ramban about Negiya Derechiba. Right, it's still a Nisa Daraisa, Lo Sikri Vulagalos Erva, but it's not something that one would get Misa for, and therefore would be excluded. Okay, we'll stop here. Again, the next four daf I think would be put up, and then B'Hashem will continue next time.